Welcome to Channel Chat. Search networkingchannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending April 24th, 2009. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's guest is Scott Camerati, Vice President of Government Services from Global Crossing. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Global Crossing is working with healthcare providers and facilities to help launch projects that could be funded by the stimulus package. What kinds of projects will these be?
Well, we've identified in the stimulus area approximately $787 billion worth of projects. What Global Crossing will be doing is focusing on those departments and agencies where we can partner and provide the greatest amount of value to the agency and to the government. In the healthcare and IT spending, there's been identified $19.8 billion worth of projects, which would include Medicare and Medicaid upgrades, as well as the universal electronic medical records and distance medicine applications.
What do healthcare facilities need to do to be prepared for these projects and receive funding?
They need to work with the ARRA, identify those projects where the funding can be driven from the government, identify those projects, and then put out opportunities for organizations like Global Crossing to bid on those if the fit is a good one for both the agency and the carrier.
Global Crossing is also working with universities to help prepare them to launch projects that could be funded by the stimulus package. Now, what kinds of projects would these be?
Well, with the new administration and their focus on really raising the playing field of the workers and distance learning for the American people, we believe that there are going to be a fair amount of opportunities where Global Crossing can provide value in the distance learning and the education of the American workforce. If you were to take the suite of Global Crossing collaboration products and services, which would include audio, video, and web conferencing services, taking the economy where it is today and some of the restrictions and the costs associated with travel, you find a set of solutions that Global Crossing can provide to those departments and agencies that not only help to increase the level of understanding of the American worker, raise the level of play of the American worker, and find the best possible jobs for the American people. Global Crossing believes that with the suite of services that we have, including our collaboration services, that we can provide the best level of value to those organizations.
What do universities need to prepare themselves to receive stimulus funding?
Well, when we look at the universities, we see that many of the universities are very big users of bandwidth. And because of the ability for those universities to partner and send data across the internet back and forth to sister organizations as well as into the private sector, those organizations really have a need for high bandwidth solutions. With Global Crossing's IPv6 ready network, the only tier one network that provides IPv6 capability end to end today in the marketplace, as well as the geographic reach of our network, we believe that we're in a good position to help these universities to communicate with other universities as well as with the private sector.
What is the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, and how does it support broadband build out?
Well, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the ARRA, was brought into being by President Obama back in February of 2009. We've identified roughly $787 billion worth of federal spending that is believed to stimulate the economy and hopefully grow the workforce by approximately 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years. Much of the funding is going to be focused on IT-related projects across multiple areas, including energy, healthcare, education, transportation, and broadband in the rural development areas. The money is going to be available for private sector either through government procurement spending or through the government grant and loan programs. And Global Crossing believes that in finding those agencies for us to partner with, we'll be in a good position to help not only those departments and agencies, but also the individuals that would benefit from these stimulus monies.
How does building out the middle mile relate to the last mile and ultimately to these projects in healthcare facilities, universities, and other major campuses?
Well, middle-mile facilities connect rural last-mile service providers, which include telco companies, cable companies, wireless broadband providers, with an internet backbone. These facilities can sometimes extend up to 300 miles. And if the last mile service providers upgrade their facilities to support the higher broadband speeds, then they're going to need to upgrade their middle mile as well as the last mile, or they're going to experience some network congestion. So for the last mile projects to be successful, they have to be partnered with a appropriate middle mile provider like Global Crossing. When you look at the healthcare facilities, universities, and other major campuses that are really large users of broadband in the middle mile, you can understand that the capacity is going to be very critical to the applications that they run across those networks. Those applications could include distance medicine, remote imaging, as well as distance learning. When you look at the HIPAA requirements that the medical industry is faced with, and you couple that with the focus on security that Global Crossing has across its IPv6 network, we believe that there's a very good fit for the Global Crossing service offering to meet with the requirements of the government and with the ARRA.
Interesting. About how many of your customers do you expect to be able to qualify for some sort of stimulus funding?
We haven't necessarily identified a fixed number of customers. What we're doing right now is we are really trying to identify those projects where when we partner with a department or agency, we can provide the greatest amount of value. What we don't want to do is overextend ourselves or come up short in servicing our customers. So it's very, very important for us to really identify those opportunities where we can provide the greatest value in partnering. If you look at the network that we have that reaches over 600 cities in 60 countries on six continents, we believe that there's going to be an opportunity for us not only with the domestic opportunities that the stimulus money will touch, but also if you look at the education and the research and development, there's going to be some international locations that those agencies may be looking to communicate with as well. The Global Crossing will be poised to provide services to support those requirements.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for joining us.